Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to human suffering, mental conditions, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
The right hand giveth, and the left hand is evil and should be shunned. I'm Adam.
I've always heard about dreaming into one hand and pooping in the other, and now I officially know which is for which. I'm Sean.
God, I want to quit smoking. Nicotine patches? No. Hypnosis? No. Separating my brain hemispheres? It's worth a shot. I'm Andy.
Local koalas give this episode 4 thumbs up. I'm Kelly, and this is Acid Pop. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Acid Pop. Today, we're going to talk about hands.
Huh, I have 2 of those, I think.
Just 2? Leave.
It's good. They're something we're all familiar with, have seen once or twice.
What are these?
Well, I know my hand like the... Oh, wait.
Etymology of the word hand, it comes from Proto-Germanic handes, which means to seize... take or collect.
Mine.
Officer, that man laid hands on me.
Go home, John.
So we went from grabbing things to grabby things. The fear of hands is chiro or chirophobia.
Wait, fear of hands?
Yes.
Hell of a fear to have.
You just walk around with oven mitts on all day.
Actually, it says that people who have this fear tend to wear mittens.
I avoid one particular scene of Labyrinth.
They're prescription mittens.
It actually seems to be more focused on one's own hands, in fact, than hands in general.
They're always touching like places. How
would that even like develop? What did your hands do that you're so afraid of?
What
it
haven't they done at all?
Grows out of trauma.
Hands do nothing but destroy.
All right. As far as science of hands, before the quiz, hands are those wiggly, grippy bits at the end of your wrists.
Whoa, slow down.
Can we start at the shoulder bone and work our way down?
They can touch everything but themselves.
That's 2 Futurama references.
I'd like to point out that both Adam and I are just kind of staring at our hands intermittently.
I think it's kicking in.
You're very prepared for this episode then. True or false? Fingers don't have muscles.
I guess that might be true because they have tendons, if you call tendons something different than muscles. So sure, I'll say true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
My understanding was that only the pinkies didn't have muscles, but like it kind of feels like they're all the same in that respect. I'm going to say false.
Tendons are considered separate from muscles, and fingers do not have muscles.
Huh. Damn you, science.
Seems rather pedantic, but okay.
They're like little meat puppets at the end of your palms. They're controlled by muscles in your palm and your forearm.
I've been lifting these tiny weights for no reason.
And actually, it goes into that a little bit. The reason that they're just connected to muscles instead of having their own musculature is because it allows us to grip much more strongly and do things like support our weight on a few fingertips. Yeah. Sean.
Yeah. When I go rock climbing, my hands never get sore, but my forearms get sore as hell.
I feel like I could grip more tightly if there was muscles there.
Crushing rocks with my bare hands.
More muscles is better.
True or false, you can't tan your palms.
That's interesting.
I'm going to say, well...
I don't know.
I feel like you could tan them, but the skin replaces itself so fast that it might... I'm going to say it's false.
I'll say true.
But it rubs off so fast that it seems like you can't.
What was the question?
Can't tan your palms.
Can't. I'm going to say true.
This is barely false.
Ooh.
You can tan your palms, but not much.
Can tan.
They have fewer melanocytes, which make melanin, than anywhere else in your skin. And
even your tongue?
Well, is that skin? I don't think it's own thing. And they also have a thick layer of dead skin cells on them, so the light can't penetrate as well, and then they have less melanocytes to stimulate once it does penetrate. So if you tried really hard, you could slightly tan your palms, but you're not going to make much progress.
I'll get working on it.
That's what everyone wants, leathery tanned palms.
See, the secret is you just have to exfoliate really vigorously first.
Yeah.
Right down to the bone.
Yeah, give me a pumice stone.
Nerve damage will cause your fingers to stop wrinkling when wet.
Oh.
I don't know. False.
True.
I feel like I've heard that, so I'm going to say true.
This is true.
Wow.
What? So no one's entirely sure what the mechanism behind wrinkling of the fingers and palms is when your hand's wet. But they do know if you cut off a nerve to a patch of skin, that area stops wrinkling.
Ugh, you could like write a secret message in your arm.
By just giving yourself nerve damage.
Bias against left-handed people can be traced to the Bible, where Lucifer was said to sit on the left hand of God.
I think that's part of it.
I know that nuns do not like left-handed people.
Nuns?
Yeah, that's one of the things in Catholic school. If you're left-handed, they would...
What would they do?
Hit you with a ruler until you're right-handed. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I'll say true.
I think that's like partly or mostly true.
This is doubly false.
Oh.
Damn it. That's the opposite of what I said.
There is nothing in the Bible about Lucifer sitting on the left hand of God, although there are negative references to the left in the Bible. Additionally, bias against lefties is in pretty much every culture, so it's not restricted to Christianity. So in the chicken and egg equation, it's more we have more right-handed people and therefore we find a cultural reason to dislike them, dislike lefties, then we have this artifact and therefore we dislike lefties.
Well, the Japanese feel that the left is the sinister side. I have no idea why.
We're gonna go in a little bit to left-handed bias further into this episode.
Well, one major thing I learned from that question, not only is there true and false, there's double false, which means there must be double true. So I'll have to use that in the future for double my points.
Are you just going to double true on a question that only has one answer?
Yeah, going to double down.
Yeah.
On to our terms. What does arts finger mean?
Arts finger?
Is that when you have nerve damage or pain from doing too much painting or drawing?
Before we move on, I will spell it for you. This is A-R-T-Z, finger. One word.
I still like Sean's idea where it's just from like holding a pencil too
long. It's Sean's idea, but in the 90s, you'd use too many neon paints. That's why. That's where the Z came from.
Yeah, it's actually neon paint poisoning.
This is the German word for the ring finger.
Yeah.
Oh, my awesome finger.
It means doctor's finger.
Okay.
And it used to believe that there was a nerve running straight to the heart from the ring finger. And as a result, a lot of the names in different cultures for it are medical related. For example, in Old English, it was called the leech finger.
Okay.
And additionally, we call it the ring finger because it was also believed that there was a vein running straight to the heart. And that's why you put
most
your
veins
ring
do
on the ring finger because it was connected to the heart.
Ah.
Well, that's fun.
You might as well put it on your right ear if it's connected to the heart.
I'm going to put it on my aorta.
Yeah.
Just choke that thing out. Where would you like your wedding ring? I don't know. Give me a Kevin Smith choking out that aorta.
Right.
What is Dupuytren contracture?
Dupuytren contracture?
That's when you...
What's your fracture?
They have to put your hand in a cast in a way that you can't point at anything.
Appointment contracture is when your hand it becomes a gnarled claw for all of eternity.
This is when you spend too much time pointing two fingers at somebody and you pull something as a result.
Andy, you pretty much got it.
Wow.
What?
It's the progressive tightening of the fascia inside the palms, which causes a curling of the fingers and can eventually result in a claw-like hand.
The claw.
Of course, that was my next guess.
It's most common in men over 45, and it affects about 5% of the population. If you click that first link, you can see it.
Oh, I have a friend with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Justin is pinky.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the 5%.
Is he over 45?
No.
No, he's had this forever.
I mean, it could be a different condition, but it looks the same.
There are other things that cause the same thing.
I believe his was a botched hand surgery, but like the way this looks is exactly the way that Brian's hand looks.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a complicated gang symbol.
What if it was in your thumb and you could never give somebody a thumbs up again? That's just very sad to me.
Yeah, the movie Gladiator wouldn't be the same.
Oh no, Caesar has the contracture of his thumb.
Does he want us to kill him?
This starts with a tender nodule on the palm, which then stops hurting. And after that, the fingers begin to curl inward. Caught early, it can be treated by injection. If not caught, or until after the hand cannot lay flat, it requires surgery. And that surgery often doesn't work if they don't get to it before the scar tissue builds up.
Here's the deal. I don't understand the sort of person that would let their hand turn into a gnarled claw before going to the doctor.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that who are just like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to go to the doctor. I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. If I go see them, then it might be something bad.
And here's the thing. I use my hands every once in a while, though. So I feel like those would take precedent.
Look at this terrible shillelagh of a hand I have. Should I see the doctor?
Can almost use it to make wishes.
I wish my hand was better. No, wait, my other wishes.
Eat? Ah, damn it.
What is a herpetic whitlow?
It's a tree that grows artificial hands.
Gross.
A herpetic whitlow is a rash of the palm that you get from being intimate with someone you don't know. Check your partner's sexual history.
I have no idea. It's when you're born without fingernails.
Once again, Andy is closest.
Man.
How dare you?
Is there something you need to tell us, Andy?
This is finger herpes.
My palms.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow, Andy was surprisingly close.
The herpes virus can enter the skin through cut or damaged skin, and it can cause a herpetic blistering on the finger, and it looks rather distressing when it does, and it's apparently quite painful. So,
I'll bet.
Wear gloves.
Wear a rubber.
Yeah.
Glove.
Wear them love gloves on your hands.
Fill in the blank. And yes, I did do these out of order. And yes, I did do them out of order accidentally.
Oops.
Oh, I thought she was going to say for a reason.
Yeah, I can fix that in post.
Not anymore.
What percentage of your bones are located in your hands?
Percentage?
There's a bunch.
206 bones, I think.
I'd say there's probably like at least a dozen in there.
I'm going to say 15%.
And this is both hands, so combined hands.
Oh.
10%. I feel like the feet have way more.
That's a good point.
But I'm also just looking, Adam and I are feeling our fingers, of course.
Counting the bones, peeling off the skin.
I the rest of my hand.
We've got three per finger. So, at a base, that's 24. And then you've got your two thumbs, which is another four. So that's 28. And then all the ones in your palm.
I'm going to say, what you said, 15, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Split the difference and go...
13's right there.
Yeah, 13.
Sean is the closest without going over.
Whew.
It is 26%.
Wow, a quarter.
That's too many bones.
And I saw both 27 bones in each hand and 29 bones in each hand. So I'm not sure which of those numbers is more accurate.
Well, it depends on if you're polydactyl.
Well, polydactyl is my favorite dinosaur.
What percentage of your hand's abilities are you considered to have lost if you lose your thumb?
90.
40.
50.
Sean, you got it exactly.
Yeah.
It is 40%.
It's all thanks to having the Word document up on the screen.
Hey.
Cheater.
So yeah, the whole opposable thumb is just as important as everyone makes it out to be. We need it.
Well, if it's 40%, like, you can still do more than half the stuff without it.
Yeah, you can still get a D as long as you still got your fingers.
Yeah.
Which finger is considered the least important? So which finger would you lose the least functionality of if you lost?
Ring finger.
I was going to say ring too. And I will.
Hang on. Let me try to do some things with my hands.
Lose the ring finger? Still do the shocker.
Is that important?
is it not?
It's my go-to move. Yeah, ring finger sounds good. I'll go with that.
It is the index finger.
What?
Really?
No, I need that for pointing at things.
Apparently, the other fingers can take over it with very little difficulty.
I can't point with any of my other fingers.
I can buy that, I guess.
And surprisingly, to me at least, the pinky is considered to be the second most important.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do anything with my ring finger unless my pinky does it too. So the pinky's definitely in the driver's seat.
If you lose your pinky, you lose 50% of your hand strength.
What?
Wow. Plus you can't stand up.
It's also the finger we're most likely to break and injure, unfortunately, given that it's so important.
My poor baby finger.
I think the ring finger is just using the pinky as a crutch. I think we should just get rid of our pinky so it can be an independent finger.
A much larger, better finger.
Which non-primate has two opposable thumbs?
Two thumbs? Like one on each hand?
No, four thumbs total.
Wow.
I was going to say raccoon, but I think they only have one.
Didn't you say... Oh, you say non-primate?
Non-primate.
Non-primate.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with raccoon.
Octopus.
They're all thumbs.
No, I'm all thumbs.
Jeez. Some sort of...
Rats, chinchillas.
Some sort of like squirrel, like flying squirrel or something. Go with like a... Yeah, like a flying squirrel. Let's just go with that.
It is the koala.
Oh.
Damn it, I knew that.
You damn koala.
Then why didn't you tell me so?
Because I just remembered when you said it.
So they have two opposable digits on that are like thumbs on each of their front paws.
Oh, because they get like the tree squeezing. They go, yeah. Ah, okay.
They got them tree squeezers.
Yeah, you know, koalas need two thumbs for when they sleep all day and eat poop.
Well, that's what I thought was sort of funny is like we hear a lot about our hands and like linking them to our intelligence, like humans' ability to
manipulate things.
I've
never seen a smart koala.
Exactly. Koalas are dumb as paint.
they've all got that chlamydia.
They think they're so great.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to our stories. I'm going to talk about a couple hand-related things.
Like rings and gloves.
First, we're going to talk a little bit about left-handed bias.
So yeah.
us lefties in the room are going to talk about how much we've suffered.
Here we go.
Oh, here goes.
As far as I can tell, left-handed bias pops up just about everywhere.
Scissors, can openers.
Across the world and all sorts of different cultures. And so I really do think it's just because lefties are 10% of the population. So
that's just leftist propaganda.
Here's a question for you lefties. I can understand the scissors. Like, you need left-handed scissors.
Do you?
Can opener?
You don't need it, but I mean, it's just easier. I mean, you could mouse with your left hand, but you don't.
Well, but I can understand wanting to cut something with your dominant hand. But like a can opener, I mean, come on.
I mean,
well, it's just what you reach for, man. I mean, you reach to do something and you use your dominant hand.
I suppose, yes.
Well, I mean, like the mouse I have is, it's like shaped for the right hand side.
I have a ambidextrous can opener.
What a talented can opener.
It's electric.
So to hit on a few cultures who have a current bias against, bias might be a strong word, but we're going to use it anyway.
A little heavy-handed.
So in Muslim cultures, the right hand is used for eating and the left hand is used for cleaning oneself and is therefore considered unclean.
Right.
I use both hands for cleaning myself.
Ew, gross.
And particularly, as I understand it, after using the restroom, the left hand is used.
Yeah, there's no statement stands.
So it's considered rude to, for example, hand people things.
With your poop
especially
hand?
Especially food with your poop hand.
Handing me things with your sewer hand.
And in many countries, it's still common to enforce right-handedness. In one study in Japan, just 1% of naturally left-handed high school seniors used their left hand to eat and write. And the rest had been convinced to start using their right hand as their dominant hand.
I had a misconception where since they wrote from right to left, maybe they'd be left-handed?
Maybe a higher proportion would be left-handed?
Well, yeah, because like I know that you lefties smear your work when you write.
Yeah, you're such messy
writers.
But
the
writers.
Thing is, you have a dominant hand before you learn to write.
Yeah,
it's true.
So in the U.S., enforcing right-handedness mostly seems to have died out in the 60s, 70s-ish. Although
wow.
I did
much too
still
recently.
Find some websites from Baptist churches that were saying that if you use your left hand, you'll go to hell. So it hasn't died out completely.
For anything?
You better just chop it off right at the get-go.
Yeah, just to be safe.
But here's one story of a lefty from that time talking about being in school.
Poor Southpaw.
I would come home and my knuckles would be swollen and bleeding every day. If I reached for a pencil with my left hand, I was scolded and a switch was taken to my back. We were accused of being instruments of Satan, essentially tainting the purity of the right-handed children we integrated with. So we had to be separated to spare them our satanic influence.
What the hell?
I can't imagine having such, you know, shaky morals that you can be intimidated by someone using their left hand to do something.
Admittedly, I am a dirty, dirty pagan, but I don't remember corrupting anyone to worship Satan.
What if somebody loses their right hand in an accident? Are they just condemned to hell at that point?
Yep, it's true.
Right with your feet.
I'm reading it right here. Jesus loves me, this I know, because my right hand tells me so.
Gives me a thumbs up.
There's a pretty common myth that left-handers die younger than right-handed people, and by a significant margin, like 10 years.
Because they can't open cans to get to the food to starve.
Help me. Couldn't write a letter for help.
All the words kept smearing.
Been trapped behind this right-handed doorknob.
Keep reaching for the wrong side of the door. No.
Clunk.
When will the world learn?
To put doorknobs in the middle.
Compromise.
The hobbits learned. Why can't we?
So apparently this is misinterpretation of the data that they had, because this was when left-handedness was being more permitted in the young. So there were more young left-handers identified than old left-handers.
Oh. Being more permissive of the left-handedness in the young and is how our society
threw off the count. Interestingly, both left-handed and right-handed people are biased toward their dominant side.
Well, yeah.
How so?
Well, biased in terms of what they like.
Yeah.
When shown columns of images and asked to pick the better column, lefties choose the left side and right-handers choose the right side.
I remember hearing something a long time ago that I just, when I play a video game, like I often find my, if there's like a maze, I often find my way through the maze probably faster than I should. And it turns out that game designers, when you present somebody with two options, they most of the time will go towards their dominant hand. So for game designers to try and confuse people more, they will put the right direction or the correct direction on the left, but that's the one I pick by default. So I just like, I just happen to like, man, this maze was a piece of cake, just left, and I was out.
See, I often choose the left of something because I was told of the right-handed bias. And I'm like, I'm not going to be like everyone else.
I can be like one of those other dumb righties.
So another thing that's said about lefties is that they are more creative. It's hard to determine causation there. Lefties do show stronger skills at divergent thinking or coming up with multiple unique solutions to a problem. But also we're constantly faced with a world that's not built for us. So
yeah,
sure.
Well, the thing I learned in a psychology class, which this was years ago, and it may or may not be true, was that, you know, there's the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of your brain, and your hands are wired the opposite way around. And your left hemisphere, which is controlling your right hand, which is your dominant brain side if you're right-handed, is the one where all of the language is and all of the, like, critical thinking. So if you're left-handed, you use your right hemisphere more, and so your right hemisphere learns how to do things that your left hemisphere can do just because you're engaging it more. So that, to my understanding, was why left-handed people tend to be more creative, is that they use their creative side of their brain, but they use it with a critical thinking so that they use that, they just get that ability more refined.
I've heard stuff along those lines, but I don't know how true it is.
Yeah. Sean Wright, me good words.
From my reading, the like creative versus analytical side is a bit of an oversimplification, but it is true that lefties use both sides of their brain more than right-handed people.
Yeah. I will also say that I went to an art institute to get my degree in college. And in high school, there was tend to be like right-handed desks, and there would be one left-handed desk, like in one out of three classes. And like inevitably some right-handed person would sit at the left-handed desk and be like, why is this desk so hard to use? And I'd be over there like, God damn it, you're taking my only desk. But then when I went to the Art Institute, like 40% of the desks were left-handed and they filled up fast because most people at the Art Institute were left-handed.
Brag about it, you dumb creative lefties.
We're going to move on to alien hand syndrome.
Hmm.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Also called Dr. Strangelove syndrome. This is extremely rare.
Yeah, that's good.
Possibly not as rare as we think it is, which I'll get into.
Hmm.
This is a condition where a person's hand, and sometimes foot, acts seemingly of its own accord, often against the desires of its owner, possessor, captor. I'm not sure how the hand sees the person at that
captor.
Point.
Somebody help!
So, alien hand syndrome was first identified in 1908 by a Dr. Goldstein. His patient was a 57-year-old woman whose hand had a mind of its own.
Had a tiny little brain.
If she wasn't looking directly at it, she didn't know what it was doing. And unfortunately, said hand didn't seem to like her much, as it was prone to trying to choke her, forcing her to defend herself with her obedient hand.
You're the only one that can save me, other hand.
Just have to like tie it down when you're not looking at it.
Some people do that. Since 1908, there have only been 50 identified cases of this.
Oh, wow.
It's very, very rare. But they also think that it's sometimes misdiagnosed as a psychiatric illness.
Yeah. Well, isn't it either way?
I thought it was a psychiatric thing.
It's not. It's a physiological thing.
Oh, okay.
Like not a psychological
thing. Evil dead hand.
It's based in brain damage, which we're going to get into.
Okay.
The cause.
Oh, I don't want to get into brain damage. I got enough hobbies.
So, in short, alien hand syndrome is caused by a lack of communication between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Specifically, it's usually damage to the area called the corpus callosum. And one of the main things that can cause this is when doctors literally cut the connections between the two hemispheres.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes used as a treatment for severe seizure disorders.
Lobotomy.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Lobotomy.
But seizures, strokes, and head trauma have all been known to cause this disorder, sometimes just temporarily, and sometimes
occasionally like a bowling ball on the head or something.
If you get all three at once, don't even get me started.
Just imagine, Fred Flintstone has so many alien hands.
Well, can you imagine if you had two alien hands?
Working against each other?
I mean, it'd be...
And you have no say in it?
Doctor, you don't understand, my hands are trying to...
It'd be simultaneously the scariest and most entertaining thing you'd ever seen.
Just fighting each other with knives?
Good show, old man.
I'd stay away from the knife drawer at that point. All right, so I have a couple stories from people, first-hand accounts from, and not so first-hand accounts, from people who have alien hand syndrome.
Oh, I hope some of it's from the hand.
They just, well, they're nonverbal, so they can't write it down. They'd have to draw you pictures.
It'd still be pretty cool.
This is a story from a 67-year-old man, and he said, while I was traveling on a bus, I noticed that a hand was approaching me on the right from behind, trying to catch me. After grasping my trouser leg, the hand did not release it. First, I thought somebody was assaulting me, but then I realized that it was my own right hand, although I did not feel it belonged to me. Thereafter, the fingers developed creeping movements, and repetitive jerks involving the whole arm soon followed. I was unable to control my right hand, and I had to grasp it and hold it with my left hand. My right arm felt heavy and awkward. I was very anguished, anxious, and frightened, and had palpitations.
It's hard to get away from your own hand.
It's just hand there. Phobia again.
Once again, we could Evil Dead the thing.
Yeah. It would run away under the fridge.
So this second one was a 77-year-old woman who had medication discontinued. And 2 days later, while watching television, she noted her left hand flinging across her vision field.
Look at me, look at me.
Her left hand stroked her face and hair without her will.
My left hand's a creeper.
I'm trying to watch TV. Yeah, that's great. No, just
don't you see I love you?
Her attempts to control the left hand with the right were unsuccessful.
It's grown too strong.
Why was I using that grip strengthener?
She lost control of the hand for 30 minutes, and then after it was numb and weak.
It was also breathing.
After 6 hours, she retained full control of her hand and went back on that medication.
And never trusted it again.
I wouldn't.
Just watch it as it cuts her steak. Just like, I got my eye on you, boy.
And the last one is a woman named Karen, who woke up from brain surgery to split her brain when she was in her late 20s, and her hand started undressing her.
Oh, hey.
And quote, my surgeon was like, Karen, do you realize what's happening? I said, yeah, something's wrong. It was tearing the buttons off the shirt.
Jeez.
Alien hand syndrome after dark.
Her surgeon told her to try to make it stop, and she said, I can't. It won't stop. And then I started to cry. I just didn't know what to do.
Karen, please control yourself.
Also, the doctor was just so handsome.
Her hand would smack her across the face until she was black and blue.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Ow.
Over time, she became convinced her hand was trying to make her a better person.
It only hits me because it loves me.
just tie a pillow to the side of my face at that point.
It would take her cigarettes out of her mouth and throw them away and punish her if she swore.
I thought it didn't do language.
This one does.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things they recommend, like, as a sort of treatment for alien hands is that you verbalize what you're doing.
I am now picking up something with my left hand.
They can't communicate across the brain, but they can work with the ears, I guess.
Yeah, just go around.
Ears still are okay.
Alien ear syndrome, where you hear things completely different.
Lastly, we're going to talk about hand transplants.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well,
you can't.
I got the hands of a murderer.
There's been about 100 hand transplants performed, and that includes people who get double hand transplants get counted twice. So that's not 100 patients.
So between 50 and 100 patients.
Like if I want two hands on my one arm.
Well, Goro lost all four of his hands.
The surgery usually takes 8 to 12 hours.
Man.
In contrast, a heart transplant takes 6 to 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
Hands be complicated.
There's a lot of,
there's a lot of like precise things in there. You need a lot of fine motor control.
Dr. Strange is just crippled at this point.
Like all transplants, the patient needs to take immunosuppressant drugs for the rest of their life to keep the body from rejecting the transplanted hands.
I didn't know it was the rest of your life.
Well, yeah. It's one of those things where your body doesn't want this other body.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I didn't know it was like forever.
Yeah, they never get used to it. That's why we all want stem cells to work out.
Or cybernetics.
Additionally, intense physical therapy is needed to teach the body to accept the new hands. And you also need psychotherapy because sometimes patients reject the hands mentally. They're just like, this isn't my hand, which is fair.
Sure.
Function in hand transplants tends to be limited when and if it returns.
Oh, you might just have two floppy little empty gloves on the end of your arms.
We'll get into that.
I got some bad hands.
When it works, they can do more than no hand.
Sure. But
look, Ma.
It's not the same as having your old hand back. And then I found a picture of a hand transplant if you want to click that link.
Wow. That's a... That's wild.
Crazy.
It looks like two branches have been twisted together.
Oh, weird. Why is it off center like that?
Yeah, why would they do that?
So this one had some of the more striking contrast I saw. Some of the hands, the skin tone matches a little more closely. But I liked this one because it really showed you how it connected.
Well, I can't imagine you can be too picky when you get a donor.
I was holding out for something with some pianist fingers.
Excuse me?
Technically, the first hand transplant happened in 1968, but it didn't go well. Immunosuppressant drugs at the time weren't what they are now, and the patient rejected the hand transplant within 2 weeks.
Five people.
Well, they put
died.
Him on his feet, so he just was having a hell of a time.
The first short-term success was in 1998. The patient, a Mr. Hellman, lost his hand in a circular saw accident in prison in 1984.
Why do they have a circular saw in prison?
To get rid of snitches.
He was incarcerated for a fraud conviction. After 2 years, during which hand function hadn't returned for this guy, he stopped taking his immunosuppressant drugs, and the hand had to be amputated.
Damn.
What they don't tell you is like when you stop taking those immunosuppressant drugs, the hands shoot off like a super rocket.
You have 12 hours.
Apparently this is when the doctors realized that they really needed to brief patients on how much work they were going to have to do to get the hand to work and how minimal the eventual usage might be. The first long-term success was a man named Matthew Scott, who lost his hand to an M80 firecracker in 1985.
Aww. Yeah, that's common.
He got a hand transplant in 1999.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
16 years later, he still has the hand and estimates it has about 50% functionality. Of course, he's also had 6 rejection episodes. 4 of them were in the first 6 months, but he also had one in 2010 and in 2015. So keeping his hand continues to be an ongoing battle.
Here's a question for you. Do those immunosuppressant drugs, like, would it cause you to get sick more often?
I would imagine so.
My understanding is yes.
Like, you're just more susceptible.
Hmm. I suppose you have hands, though, so.
You can blow your nose all you want.
Yeah.
And then we have a worst case scenario, which is a guy named Jeff Kepner. In 2009, he was the first person to receive a double hand transplant in the U.S. Unfortunately, he has never been able to use the transplanted hands. He says he has 0% functionality in either hand.
Well, I mean, you say 0%, but you could still, like, squeeze two things or squeeze something between your two hands to pick it up.
You could clap like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, like that's at least 5% functionality.
Provided you're a professional theater goer. He says he was better off when he had prosthetics, as they allowed him to drive and keep a job, and he can now do neither.
Yeah.
He wants them taken off, but hand removal has its own risks and would require further surgery and further physical therapy.
Well, sure.
And there's no guarantee that he'd be able to use prosthetics after they were removed.
Well, why not?
I got a real good Wusthof knife.
I think just because the prosthetics have to, like, hook up to, like, your muscles have to work a certain way for them to work well with them.
Huh.
And connect to... They're kind of mangled at this point.
I feel like even the worst prosthetic that you just, like, when you bend your arm, it opens and closes would be better than a useless floppy hand.
I agree.
Yeah. Give yourself a good stranger, though.
Could you?
Yeah, just flop it around there.
Not with 0% functionality.
You guys don't just slap it around there?
I don't just put my palm to my genitals and just smear around for a while.
Yeah.
Wow, just like a real thing.
So the surgeons recommend further minor surgeries, but it seems like Kepner has had enough and has decided to live with the non-functioning hands. He doesn't want more physical therapy. He doesn't want more surgery, and they won't take the hands off. So he's just kind of stuck.
Man,
why doesn't he just stop taking the immunosuppressants?
Well, it's really dangerous.
You can also take your own hands off.
Yeah. Also dangerous. I mean, could you, if you had no hands, could you set up something to take your hands off?
That's a good point.
You can order anything on Amazon.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do with it?
Tiny guillotine. And you pull the rope with your teeth.
For entertainment purposes only. I was going to say lawnmower, but to start a lawnmower, you really need to rip that motherfucker.
Yeah.
If it's a pull start, you're screwed.
So that's all the stories I have. Let's hear some of your hand stories.
I got a splinter the other day.
What happened?
Pulled it out.
Oh, good.
I have a bad habit where if I fall asleep on my back, I will often put my hands behind my head.
Yeah.
And if I do that, inevitably one arm is going to fall asleep entirely. When I wake up and you can't move an arm, you often panic.
Do you?
I learned. Well, I do. But I'm not logical. Like, if I'm woken up by a startling thing, that thing is still there.
He just starts screaming. It's very distressing.
Just starts swinging.
One of the first time this happened and I lived alone, I started hitting my hand against the desk. Like, I woke up, I was like, wake up, wake up, wake up. That was a bad idea. As my hand hurt for like 2 or 3 weeks.
I'll bet.
I also have, I used to have a bad habit of flipping in my sleep. And when I lived alone, that wasn't a problem. When my wife moved in with me, I would slap her directly in the face. This was a thing that happened like 2 times a week where I'd just be like, whack.
How far apart were you two? Like,
we have a queen bed.
Okay.
I got long arms.
Nowhere is safe.
You can't run from me.
No one can be saved.
Me and Andy worked at the same place at the same time once. And I don't know if you were there at that time, Andy, but there was a guy who worked there who he had one arm that was just completely dead. Like he couldn't do anything with it. And, you know, it was fine. He did great for having one arm. But the thing that I always thought was weird was that he just like let it hang there and it would just kind of like gently wobble wherever he went. And I was like, why don't you just stick it in your pocket? Then you just look all suave everywhere you went. And he was like, no, that's cool. Just wobble, wobble, wobble. Off he'd go.
Yeah.
I knew a guy in nuke school who had the right amount of hands and fingers, but I don't remember which hand it was. One of his thumbs. So look at your thumb, and you've got like the last joint, where the nail is and the end of it is. There was two ends to one of his thumb.
Oh, so he had like a Hydra thumb.
Well, so like picture the the top of your thumb. Turn it 90 degrees.
Okay.
And then put another one so the nail is facing that nail.
Oh, weird. So the nails were touching each other almost?
Yeah. Oh. Like they were like mirror images.
So he was wild. A koala.
A little bit. Like you couldn't like, I don't understand how they were like hooked up to the joint, but maybe. Like you could like stick a pencil in there and hold a pencil between your thumb. You
or anything.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to what are your morals worth? This one seems pretty obvious. What would I have to pay you to have an alien hand?
Ooh.
Can you guarantee it's my non-dominant hand?
I can guarantee that because that's how it tends to go.
Okay.
I would do that.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I don't want my hands running wild.
Well, then you better set your price high.
I'm gonna do that. I'm going to have a new best friend and I'm going to advance science.
Okay. You give me $500,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to encase it. What if I encase the hand in something hard? It's going to beat me with it.
Just do what I said earlier. Just tie a pillow to your head.
I'm going to get the most luxurious pillow for my hand.
give it one of those sock and boppers.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm a pretty laid back guy. So I imagine my alien hand would also be pretty laid back. And
I'm going to bring up that you carry an infant around a lot right now.
That's true.
Don't slap the baby.
Yeah. Football.
As long as it's not a touchdown. But yeah, still, like, I would definitely lose my bi-handedness, which I find very useful. So it's going to have to be pretty high just for that.
Yeah. But I mean, as on board as I am with it, like, it's still going to, like, reduce my usefulness.
Yeah, I like to cook. It's hard to cook with one hand.
I play a lot of video games.
I do think I could hang out with the hand and we could have some fun.
Yeah.
Like, I would always have someone to play rock, paper, scissors with, and I would never know who's going to win.
I have no illusions. This hand is going to be murderous.
Could always thumb war with yourself.
But I think I'd be okay.
One guy's alien hand had a habit of masturbating him in public.
Yeah. Talk about a stranger.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why did why did he keep pulling his pants down then?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and like on top of that, like I feel like you could control it if it was too much of a problem.
Tie it down.
Yeah, just tie it down.
$500,000, encase it in the nicest pillow.
Yeah, I'll cut Andy's price in half. $250,000, I'd do that.
I could do better than that. Like,
can you? You guys feel like you're going to be friends with your hands, but I guarantee you, they're murder hands.
I told you, like, if nothing else, I'm going to get a job as like a research assistant. They're going to be doing the research on me.
I assist myself in researching my hand.
I'll just do $50,000.
Wow.
I think I'm up there with Adam. I mean, with Andy.
Oh.
At $500,000, I feel like, you know, I could sit my hand down. We could talk through this. But I also have a lot of pent-up self-loathing, so I am a little worried about the hand. That said, I'll never take up smoking, because it'll protect me from it.
Well, what if my alien hand takes up smoking?
Yeah. I don't know why I keep on buying cartons of cigarettes for this hand.
Well, no, it keeps buying them.
Well, as long as you don't have alien lips, I think you can save yourself.
Just sticks them up your nose.
No, when you're in the gas station, it just tosses money and then grabs a pack of cigarettes.
All right. Well, that's all I have for us this week. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.